Harper?
We'll wait, hold off on the roll. I won't forget. I expect at least one more. And what we have in front of us today is a resolution by Representative Herron. And it is House Joint Resolution 15. And the version that we have in front of us is the original A. Okay, so if you would come up and start, identify yourself for the record, and I might interrupt here in a bit to take your roll, but you know how it works. So go ahead and tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bob Herron, Representative, House District 38, HJR 15. This legislation requests the itself to honor Ted Stevens because of his distinguished leadership in his many years with the state of Alaska and, of course, with the U.S. Congress. And during those years of leadership, the senator faced the same or many of the issues that we face today. It further honors the importance of the senator's service and legacy as a vital part of the history of the state of Alaska. Mr. Chairman, we also support the full and fair exoneration of Senator Stevens, denounces the decision to reverse the suspensions of federal prosecutors who intentionally, and I repeat, intentionally withhold evidence from the defense of Senator Stevens. Then finally, we ask the Alaska Bar Association to determine whether those federal prosecutors in the Stevens case violated the Alaska Rules of Professional Conduct. And one of the amendments is going to suggest that not only do we ask the Alaska Bar Association, but maybe other jurisdictions related to this case investigate it in their professional contact avenues that they have. One of the prosecutors, Joseph Potini, he was a member of the Alaska Bar. And, of course, the senator was from 1968 to 2009, our senator. He served longer than any other Republican senator in the United States history. And he was instrumental in crafting key federal legislations that benefited Alaska, including, but not limited to, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Authorization, the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. But just as important, Senator Stevens served 4 years in the Alaska House, and in his second term, he was the House Majority Leader. So our colleague here serves in good company. So on the difficult part of the resolution, that's not difficult for us to denounce, but was difficult for the senator to have to endure, just a brief timeline is that in November 14th, 2011,
before we give it out, I give it to
a special counsel releases a report saying the DOJ did conceal evidence. And of course, as you know, as history, eventually the Attorney General of the United States set aside that conviction. But what was interesting about this process is that in 2012, AG Scott Schools issued a final decision approving the disciplinary action proposed by Kevin Olson, chief of the Professional Misconduct Review Unit, for 45 and 15 days, respectively. But the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board, an independent three-member quasi-judicial federal agency whose their role is to review discipline against civil servants, they upheld the ruling that the administrative judge of the board, that the department just violated its own rules when it suspended the prosecutors. The reason that they suspended it is that a rank-and-file attorney was not the one to issue the decision. It was a managing attorney within DOJ, and that violated their own protocol. Now, of course, I'm not an attorney and don't pretend to be one down here, but it seems ironic that two wrongs were done in the Senator Stevens case. So somehow within DOG's purview or thought process, two wrongs equal a right against our U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. Now, in my closing remark, and I mean this with all seriousness, is what happened to Uncle Ted, and if you become a target of DOJ for whatever reason, the same thing can happen to you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Herron. Before we go to questions for the committee on the bill, I'm going to ask, we'll call the roll, just so that's on the record. It's 10 minutes after. Representative Millett is here. Representative Klayman is here. Representative Gruenberg is here. Representative Lynn is here. And I'm myself, Representative Keller. So with that, thank you for the presentation. Does the committee have any questions for the sponsor? And just so everybody knows what's going on here is we just got an amendment, an omnibus amendment. I don't think it's very substantive, but the sponsor will need time. And Representative Herron, if you want me to take it at ease while you stop and look at it, it's fine. But on the initial presentation of the bill first, is there any questions for the sponsor? Seeing none, we will do that. We'll call it at ease, and we'll be back in just a little bit after we evaluate this. What we're going to do here is see one more chance for questions for the sponsor on the bill, and then we're going to go to public testimony, and then we'll see where we go. So no questions? Okay. Thank you for bringing the bill forward. Tim McKeever, are you online?
Just a question. We need to move the...
Yes, I am here. Let me just... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Identify yourself for the record and give us your testimony. Thanks.
Sure. My name is Tim McKeever. I worked with Senator Stevens for many years, and I wanted to testify just very briefly first to thank Representative Herron for introducing this legislation, this measure. I think it is important that it move ahead, and I've had the opportunity to review it with Representative Herron's staff and believe that it is a measure that the legislature should adopt. Senator Stevens, of course, doesn't need me to explain his distinguished record of service to the state and to the people of the country. But I do think it is warranted for the legislature to acknowledge that again, and also to address the issue of this the misconduct of the prosecutors. I think everybody who's gone to law school, and I realize there are some members of the committee who haven't, and there are some members who have, understands that the principal goal of a prosecutor is to do justice. It is not necessarily to convict people regardless of the evidence, but it is to make sure that the evidence is presented so that the evidence can be properly evaluated and considered. And the record here shows that the prosecutors who were involved in this case disregarded that obligation, presented evidence which they knew to be false, presented evidence which they failed to disclose, exculpatory evidence showing that the senator had not done the conduct that they described, and they failed to disclose that. And it's unfortunate that although the Justice Department initially determined that the prosecutors deserved what is probably a very mild sanction for their misconduct, that then the Justice Department mishandled the investigation and review process, and ultimately led to the decision by the Merit Systems Review Board that although the prosecutors had acted improperly, the punishment that the Justice Department had proposed was inadequate or was improper. And so again, thank Representative Herron and urge the legislature to enact this measure to recognize and honor Senator Stevens. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Thank you for your testimony, and I agree. Well spoken. Any questions for Tim? Okay. Is there anybody else online? I don't think there is. I don't have any record of anybody else. Is there anybody in the room who wants to testify to HGR 15? If not, we're going to close public testimony, and that brings it before the committee, Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an omnibus amendment and ask that it be appropriately labeled number one.
Representative Grunberg, we'll call it conceptual amendment number one.
Thank you.
We'll call it conceptual because if we act on the bill, that gives us a little bit of flexibility if we...
I meant to say that.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Okay, so number one.
Okay. And somebody objecting so I can...
I'll object for purposes.
Thank you. This is mainly grammatical, and let me just... I put it all in one thing because I thought it'd be pretty simple. And you can time me. No. okay. The first says, on line 7, I thought it would be more appropriate to say Republican senator rather than just of his party, so we know the party. I mean, people are proud of that. I don't have a problem with that. Then on page 1, line 10, I thought it was a little better to say greatly benefited rather than immensely, striking the word, then striking the word certainly, so we don't get any adjectives. I don't know whether pro tem and pro tem emeritus should be capitalized, and we just sort of put that in there to flag when you talk to the bill drafters. On the second page, I thought it was more appropriate to move Judge Sullivan's name up to the third whereas and state the specific district court is. So it would be before District Court Judge Emmett G. Sullivan, or conceptually, if you wish, you could say the Honorable Judge, the Honorable Emmett G. Sullivan, Judge of the District Court for the District of Columbia. I'll leave that to you guys, what you do with that. And then eliminating the comma on line 11. I'm sorry, this does not appear in the omnibus thing. I would ask, if I may, to amend the amendment on page 2, line 11. After critical, there should not be a comma. I think that's a typo. Ask unanimous consent that we include it in there.
So no objection. The comma is stricken in the conceptual amendment on page 2, line 11, after the word critical.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then conforming on line 12 to what we've done up above, and then on line 14, dismiss the indictment and the dismissal order includes the statement. And then on the last page, page 3, we know that at least some of these lawyers are members of the Alaska Bar. I'm not sure if all of them are, but the offense certainly occurred in the District of Columbia. And I'm a member of both bars, so I have an interest in this, that we insert and any other appropriate bar associations. I don't want to see any of these people escape. And then to conform really where they're talking about the Alaska rules of professional conduct to say and any other applicable codes of professional conduct. I guess, I'm sorry, that shouldn't be... Yeah, like codes or rules is the same thing, and the bill drafters will do that. And I would offer the amendment.
Okay. Before we take comments, would the sponsor come forward and give us your response before we deliberate?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Heron, House District 38. To the amendment, outstanding.
Wow.
And I appreciate, for the record, the courtesy and care that this gentleman has display, because I'm an alumnus of Ted Stevens, too. He's a wonderful guy, and I don't care what your party was. He and Justice Roger G. Connor, who I clerked for, those two people had more effect on me than just about anybody.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
Representative Heron,
per the comment, there are three sitting legislators in this legislature that previously worked for Senator Ted, and that was, of course, Representative Grunberg, Senator Lisa McGuire, and myself. And then I know of one other that is no longer with us, was Marco Pignall-Berry.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Thanks for putting it on the record. Is there any other comments on the amendment?
Question.
Question on the amendment?
We've got here adding Republican rather than just party. And this is about a person more than a party. Does that tend to make it more partisan than it should be? Because here we're talking not about a party. We're talking about a man who served in the Senate. So I have some question about that, whether we ought to just, you know, take any partisan reference out of it. But I'll go either way on this. But I just want to lay that out on the table.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Gruber.
It was my thought that he was proud of his party. And I think we all are proud of our parties. And that it was appropriate to give the party a little credit. If you'd rather go the other way, I'll withdraw that part of the amendment. I just want to do what everybody feels is more appropriate. And if you think it's better to leave it the way it was, that's okay with me.
Through the chair.
Representative Lynn?
I'm comfortable either way. I just wanted to lay that on the table, maybe get some comments from the other legislators that are on the table here.
I was trying to be helpful.
I didn't want to become a partisan type thing. Because I think he would have been probably a good senator for either party.
For what it's worth, I like it the way it's done in the amendment, and the reason is that I believe that Senator Stevens, valued the party, valued the platform of the party, and I think that's just a really good...
Mr. Chair, I definitely respect that. Okay. We may disagree, but we certainly agree that we're proud of who we are.
Representative Millett?
Thank
I got
you.
It right.
Yeah, you did. Max spoke for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And I think this is the first time I've ever agreed with him this year on the Republican.
Well, I want to point out
that that's fine.
I think I interpret what he said, that he's proud of the Republican Party. So put that on the record. Unless you don't object.
I'm
just teasing. I said, did you say you were proud of the Republican Party?
I am.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
I grew up in a family where I thought the name of the president was goddamn Harry Truman.
Okay, enough fun. Do you maintain your objection, Representative Clayman?
My objection is withdrawn.
Any other objection to the amendment before us? Amendment number one, seeing none. Amendment number one passes. That puts the bill in front of the committee. Does the bill have any discussion, comments, whatever?
Sure.
I think Representative Millett beat you, and then you're next.
No, go ahead. I was just going to move the bill.
Representative
Greenberg. Yeah. When Representative Herron and I, we've been working through this, and I've been sort of asleep at the switch. I apologize to Representative Millett, and it didn't take me long to go through it, but when I did. But accumulated some stuff that, and by the way, if anybody's interested in knowing, we have the records, we have the opinions and everything here, and I've ordered up the book, and if anybody wants it, I'm happy to let them take a look at it. There have been a number of exonerations I have an article that says exonerations hit record high in 2014, and that's across the country. And another that says hundreds of Justice Department attorneys violated professional rules, laws, or ethical standards, and that's from the POGO report. Then, in Texas, apparently, Texas has just passed a law that Governor Rick Perry signed last May, actually. It aims to avoid wrongful convictions by preventing prosecutors from suppressing evidence. And I believe, and this may be under your term, somebody introduced a similar bill last legislature. We're going to take a look at this, and Representative Herron and I have talked a little bit about this. I'm not committing you to anything, but I'm going to take a look and see, and I have a copy of the Texas law here, actually, and see what the laws are in some states, and see if some good can come out of this tragedy.
Thank you, Representative Greenberg. If you would, get the copy of the Texas law to the staff, and so we all can review that. So, go ahead, Representative Millett.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Joint Resolution 15 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, H.J.R. 15 as amended moves from committee. I think that wraps it up. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order? We'll adjourn at 1:25.